Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We have the latest on the shootout in Philadelphia's Wissanoming section. Left one man dead. Happened late last night, and that investigation kept police overnight into the wee hours of the morning. Police say they found a man in his late teens, maybe early 20s, shot in the head outside the shops of Wissanoming. This is at Harbison Avenue and Tulip Street. And so they say this is... The information is that this is a homicide victim, showed up in the parking lot with one other guy, was meeting two or three other guys in the parking lot. That's when guns were drawn by not only the victim in this, the dead guy, but actually at least one or two others. And so there was a shootout. They're still investigating this. The other shooter, though, did remain on the scene. And police say that person, as well as the witnesses, are fully cooperating. They don't know what set this off. So was this a situation where these they knew each other? Was this an attempted, I don't know, theft, robbery, carjacking? We don't know the nature of the situation. We just know that a young man is dead, but the other witnesses, as well as the shooter, are still there talking to officers. Cooperating.
Yeah, it's the same defense for the guy that you just said that remained cooperative and stayed on the scene. It's the same defense as the drone shooter from Florida. Yeah, I did it. What am I going to do, officer? Am I going to lie to you? I did it.
Since you brought up the drones, I will tell you that now we have the White House as speaking out once again, saying there's no credible information of any drones. No credible information. Lawmakers pushing out, pushing back and saying, well, the reason that you're saying no credible information is that you don't have any information.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a back and forth on this one. We've talked a lot about this one this week.
Drone sighting in my hometown of Easton, Pennsylvania last night, by the way.
Yeah.
My buddies were texting me saying that there's drones in the sky. I said, I need visual confirmation.
Well, the New York, New Jersey senators... asking the heads of the FBI, the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, Department of Homeland Security to brief them on the issue. Some calling for these things to be shot down. The White House speaking out.
Well, yeah, we have Kirby from yesterday.
John Kirby yesterday.
Do you want to roll this since we're doing this here at 606?
Yeah.
This is what Kirby said yesterday, Phil. Roll it.
Using very sophisticated electronic detection technologies provided by federal authorities, we have not been able to, and neither have state or local law enforcement authorities, corroborate any of the reported visual sightings. To the contrary. Upon review of available imagery, it appears that many of the reported sightings are actually manned aircraft that are being operated lawfully. The United States Coast Guard is providing support to the state of New Jersey and has confirmed that there is no evidence. Any foreign-based involvement from coastal vessels. And importantly, there are no reported or confirmed drone sightings in any restricted airspace. Now, that said, We certainly take seriously the threat that can be posed by unmanned aircraft systems, which is why law enforcement and other agencies continue to support New Jersey and investigate the reports, even though they have uncovered no malicious activity or intent at this particular stage. While there is no known malicious activity occurring, the reported sightings there do, however, highlight a gap in authorities. And so we urge Congress to pass important legislation that will extend and expand existing counter-drone authorities so that we are better prepared to identify and mitigate any potential threats to airports or other critical infrastructure, and so that state and local authorities are provided all the tools that they need to respond to such threats as well.
That's it. Nothing to see here.
No.
Let's get it back to whatever else it is that's going to distract us.
You're all nuts, okay? Yeah. There's nothing. It's people. They're flying their drones. It's fine.
You want to know the dead giveaway as to why it is something impactful and meaningful? They sent Kirby out there, not Kareen.
Yeah. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby just poo-pooing this. Mm-hmm. Nothing to see here.
Nope. And he read from a fully prepared statement, which normally that's all Kareen does. So if she couldn't read the typical binder verbiage, it tells me it's actually authentic.
Cory Booker also came out and said that he wants...
Tears of rage?
Yeah, he said he needs... The New Jersey people deserve answers.
Yeah.
Roll it, Phil.
I've been a little frustrated. There hasn't been enough transparency. Letting people know what's happening, it's allowing a lot of potentially misinformation to spread, or at least fear.
Yeah.
We should know what's going on over our skies, and I've asked for a lot more information.
Tell you what, man, Opelka's got too many of those damn drones, doesn't he? Stop it, Michael.
So we got that going on.
Man.
A lot of reactions.
This is a huge story. I mean, it is.
All right, so let's ask the authentic question at this point, because we've covered Iran, we've covered China, we've covered our own government. Is it aliens?
It is not.
Okay.
It's definitely
China.
Aliens.
It's China. It's China. And the more we realize that, the sooner we realize that, the better.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's the word.
I'm all droned out.
I know Van Drew said
the Iranian mothership.
Yeah, I don't.
It's my favorite line of the week.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not on board with that. I think it's going to be the Chinese.
Yeah.
Well.
So we got that going on. We'll continue to update it. There's a ton of reaction on the drone situation. Taking you back locally, Montgomery County law enforcement officials, they arrested a man in connection with that deadly home invasion that we've talked a lot about. This is Lower Marion Township. While the remaining suspect still remains on the run, so there is a manhunt for an armed and dangerous individual. But this case certainly very upsetting, just disturbing to neighbors in this very quiet community where nothing like this has ever happened. So police say they did arrest Charles Fulworth in a Jenkintown apartment building. And that was without incident. He is charged with second-degree felony murder, robbery, and related charges. This was from the DA in Montgomery County, Kevin Steele. He announced a lot of this at the news conference he held yesterday, saying that 41-year-old Fulworth in Jenkintown there, one of two guys accused of breaking into that home on a quiet, tree-lined street there in Wynwood. This happened Sunday. And the motive, they are saying right now, was burglary. That invasion would end with 25-year-old Andrew Gaudio. He was shot dead, they're saying execution style, in the home where he grew up, in the family home where he grew up. And his mom, Bernadette Gaudio, she suffered critical injuries. And the word from Kevin Steele is that the son was trying to protect mom, who was in bed. And that she was defenseless, and the son was trying to protect mom, and they shot her multiple times. However, she amazingly survived. So she still is in Lankenau Hospital, not so far from their family home, but had to learn that her son, her 25-year-old son, had died, had not survived those injuries. We've been talking a lot about this other suspect. They put his picture everywhere. He is a most wanted individual considered armed and dangerous. 42-year-old Kelvin Roberts, who they say was the other gunman or the other accused accomplice here. He is still on the run, and they're still trying to find this guy. So they called this an armed and dangerous man, terrible people who committed an atrocious crime. That was from the DA there, Kevin Steele. So they're still looking at the motivation here, but they did find burglarized items in one of the homes in West Philly.
Boy, not a quiet holiday for Kevin Steele these days.
Yeah,
just hoping to probably just get to the Christmas break in Montgomery County, because these things don't happen in Montgomery County at the frequency that they do inside of Philadelphia County.
This is true.
Yep.
We've been talking this week a lot about the Sixers' proposed $1.3 billion arena in the heart of Center City in Philadelphia. This would be the Market East neighborhood impacted. So we know that City Council cleared the way for the project to move ahead. So there's a preliminary approval. Still, the money is being negotiated. And that really triggered this protest yesterday, with all of these protesters blocking off streets. They said that they wanted to disrupt the evening rush yesterday.
Was it mostly peaceful?
Not if you were stuck in that traffic.
Yeah.
They said they purposely wanted to disrupt traffic to show you what it would be like when this arena is built.
Yeah. I got news for you, protesters. I don't need you to show me what it's like. I sit on it every day. We all do in the Schuylkill, the Vine Street Expressway, 476, 202, 422. We know what traffic is like. Get out of our way. Or the ridgeline's coming for you, pal.
Do you hear Nick Kale?
That's right.
You use
me and
use
my
protesters.
Me and my six cylinder truck. It's got a
minivan. Just kidding.
Exactly.
So we'll continue with everything, all the news of the day. Want to get to the all important weekend forecast for you. 28 degrees right now, quite chilly out with a wind chill that makes it feel like it's in the mid 20s. The high just 38 degrees, but less windy today. And then tomorrow for your Saturday, 40 degrees. The sun is out today and tomorrow for your Saturday. Sunday, 43 degrees, but the clouds rolling in, but the warm up begins. So 43 for Sunday. And then Monday, we're in the 50s. Next Tuesday, 60 degrees. So we're in the 50s for the beginning part of next week.
The big question, Dawn Stensland, is how will it be for the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation block party, Andy Chan block party, next Friday from 4 to 9 p.m. in Old City?
Well, it looks like
81 and sunny.
That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
That's what I like.
As of right now, but they're always wrong this far out, yeah. So I don't even know why I'm saying it, but it looks like mid 40s, could be upper 40s.
That's great. Yeah. That's fine.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's beer
fine.
Weather.
Yeah.
It's beer weather.
Most of the bars are inside anyway.
Yeah.
If I'm calling you people out, if you have not gotten tickets yet, if you have not bought tickets yet, do it now. GregStockerSucks.com. All the money goes to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation. Andy Chan block party next Friday night. We will all be there.
Yeah.
Myself, Dawn, Nick Kale,
yeah.
Phil Almquist. I think Jimmy Kelly's coming.
Yeah.
We're all coming.
Yeah. Nice. Phil's coming down. Phil's going to ride down with me in the truck.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
I'm actually going to put him in the bed of the truck. He's going to wave the Kale and Company flag down the Schuylkill.
Oh, speaking of the Kale and Company flag.
Yeah. How's that thing going?
So Jeremy Burke, one of our listeners, came in on Monday to get the flag.
Yeah, we did the handoff.
He's waving it proudly this week. On Monday,
okay,
this coming Monday, like Monday,
yep.
He's going to bring it back. Newman Price is going to take it for the week. So Newman Price coming in
awesome.
On Monday. Newman, I'll tell you what time to come in and everything like that. He'll be in here to get the
sounds good.
To get cool. The
all right.
And then I believe Sergeant Mark Fu, I'm going to get it for him for the Christmas break.
Mark's my boy.
So he's going to have it.
Love Mark.
If you want to, we're probably into January because I know Chris Eppolito wants to take it too.
We're like doctor's offices. We're scheduling 6 weeks out.
So we're like mid-January now. If you want to fly the Kale and Company flag, just send me an email, greg.stocker@odyssey.com, and I will we will arrange for you to have the Kale and Company flag for a week so you can display it proudly.
That's right.
I'll slip in one more news item because I'm looking at Greg's. Is that a Stanley Cup that you've got? Is that a Stanley? Because we got a leak. We got a leaker.
Uh-oh.
You know the Stanley, stainless steel? They're very popular, very expensive.
Yeah, my daughters have like 12 of them.
Well, here's the thing. They are recalling At least 2.6 million of the Switchback and Trigger Action travel mugs, the Stanley brand, because it's a potential burn hazard because they're leaking. Lids are leaking.
They're leaking.
Wow.
And they can shrink. It's shrinking when exposed to heat and torque.
I've always been torque with
your Stanley cup.
I've always been team Yeti, by the way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeti's for life, baby.
I have a ninja mug
because
I'm team ninja.
Right.
But Yetis are right up there.
I would say Yetis versus Stanleys are like iPhones versus Samsungs.
Don't believe the hype. I know everybody has those Stanley mugs.
Yeah.
Don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Thank you. Unless they want to come on and be a sponsor, then and we'll talk lovingly.
And I'll smash this Yeti in a nanosecond for some cash.
Well, they're saying if you have this, stop using it. Immediately contact the companies for Stanley and they'll replace it. So go to their website.
Yeah. Okay.
Full replacement, burn and leak and shrinkage hazards there.
Yeah.
Hey, we are sponsored by Spring Dance Hot Tubs. 12 days of savings, Spring Dance Hot Tubs. From December 12th to the 24th, you get up to $5,000 off hot tubs, up to $2,500 off saunas, and 20% off water care for the first 20 customers. You got to sign up for their new auto ship program. So this is only at Spring Dance Hot Tubs. Visit springdancehottubs.com. Thank you, Spring Dance Hot Tubs, on this Friday the 13th, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 619, let's wrap up the week with one last big take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And it is brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group, Violence and Irrelevance, the left and legacy media. You know, I hate seeing the left resort to violence, but I absolutely love seeing the legacy media become irrelevant. Both have had an awful stretch over the last 6 weeks as Americans who subscribe to left-wing ideology have now had to resort to making threats of violence and follow through on their words while simultaneously the mainstream media's words are falling on deaf ears after the 2024 election. But let's start with violence, because we've been talking way too much about tragedy in the news lately following the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. And all across the land, we have seen, heard, and read awful things in the wake of horrific acts of a deranged 26-year-old who didn't like the healthcare system and resorted to cold-blooded murder. Social media full of hateful comments condoning murder, media members finding ways to justify these actions, and elected leaders and university professors glorifying criminal actions. Let's start with Liz Warren, who is being absolutely roasted for her comments on MSNBC in the wake of the Brian Thompson murder. Listen and watch this.
So look, terrible for individuals, but stop and think overall about the social contract. You know, part of the deal in how we've kept this democracy, this economy, this country on a fairly steady path for more than 200 years has been that those at the top pay a little more in taxes, are a little less rich than they otherwise might be, and everybody else at least gets a chance.
Yeah.
And what happens when you turn this into the billionaires run it all is they get the opportunity to squeeze every last penny.
Yeah.
And look, we'll say it over and over. Violence is never the answer. This guy gets a trial who's allegedly killed the CEO of United Health. But you can only push people so far. And then they start to take matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
Is Liz Warren attempting to rationalize murder? She's clearly not condoning that, even though some people on social media say she is. But it really does feel like she's attempting to rationalize the thought processes of these killers and this killer specifically, or those who encourage this. We don't rationalize things like that in America. We imprison people like that. And speaking of actions of violence, we also discussed how an LGBTQ plus member from Cook County, Illinois, showed up in Washington, D.C. this week and physically assaulted South Carolina Rep. Nancy Mace. She is now wearing a shoulder sling. James McIntyre, 33, pled not guilty yesterday to misdemeanor assault. And speaking of attempted ways to condone or rationalize violence, here was Jason Johnson, political commentator on MSNBC with Joy Reid, giving another delusional take on violence in America. Listen and watch this.
victim is somebody that I don't like, or the victim is someone who they feel deserves it, then a lot of times people are willing to justify violence. It's an unfortunate thing. It's a very American thing, right? I mean, we worship vigilante violence. We worship action heroes. We worship Charles Bronson and all these people who take it into their own hands.
Al Capone.
Al Capone, you know, criminals and everything else like that. I think the sad part about this, frankly, is that I am not going to pretend that in a country that's been started and operated off of violence, that violence doesn't sometimes solve things.
So violence sometimes solves things. I'm just taking notes here as we go along. I'm learning so much from MSNBC today. And with that said, I'm sure then he would agree with ousted squad Dem Jamal Bowman. We remember him, right? The notorious fire alarm puller. How could we forget? He tweeted the following thread on X, quote, "Dear white people, I don't know why I feel the need to keep talking to you. I don't know why part of me still has hope for you and for us. Some of you are too far gone, but maybe enough of you aren't and will join us in fighting to end white supremacy. I just want to call out the hypocrisy and evil of it all and just continue to hope. I won't rely completely on you because I know what's most important is to work with my community and other like-minded allies in the fight for justice. Jordan Neely, he was sick. He was not a threat. He was subdued. Still not a threat. Daniel Penny choked him for 6 minutes and killed him. We all watched it on camera, and he was still acquitted. Rest in peace, Jordan Neely. The justice system failed you. Kyle Rittenhouse and Daniel Penny are free. You're gone. We must still fight." Bowman, in the long-winded Twitter thread, which I won't read in its entirety, would then go on to talk about George Floyd, Trayvon Martin, and other cases. We cannot, let me say this one more time, we cannot get rid of these toxic race-hustling squad Dems fast enough. And I think all of them, maybe short of AOC, are going to have short-lived runs in political office. Bowman and Cori Bush yesterday saying their goodbyes from public office. And hopefully we can stop glorifying those who commit heinous acts for causes that we deem worthy of fighting for while deflecting and pivoting on crimes committed based on identity politics, who the victim is, who the suspect is, so forth and so on. But the good news with all of this, well, it's usually spewed and spouted on legacy media, which now, in mass waves, self-admittedly says it is a dying format, and it's perishing before our very eyes. Leslie Stahl, we remember her. Remember when she shouted down Trump, saying the Hunter Biden laptop story was not authenticated? Even Leslie sees the demise of her own profession. Listen and watch this.
I once asked Donald Trump, why do you keep pounding on the press? This was right after he won in 2016. You know, it's kind of boring. You say the same thing over and over, and you won. You know, it's time to drop it. Why do you do it? And he said, I do it, and I repeat it, because the more I do that, the less people are going to believe you when you say negative things about me and whatever else.
Totally.
And it's happened. If you watch the opinion of us, how many people trust the press anymore? I mean, we're way down there with the lawyers.
Yeah.
This is really rough, as you know.
You're way down there with Congress.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we're way down there with Congress, but we're way down there. And I despair. Seriously, I worry greatly. And I think there are other institutions that have been suffering. And you're right not to blame Donald Trump 100%, obviously. Started many years before. But we're at a point where if the president of the United States is going to say legacy media is dead. Well, I guess Musk said that. Legacy media is dead.
And he wants it dead. He wants other media.
But it is kind of sort of hobbling right now. And I don't know how it recovers. I'm very dark about it.
That right there is music to my ears, because if the peddlers of misinformation, Democrat talking points, and the once trusted gatekeepers of truth become irrelevant, I believe we will be better off as a nation. Let's go to the next one. CNN's Van Jones. He can see the writing on the wall as well. Listen and watch this.
In the Philly suburbs, and I'm telling you, we are way off. The entire political class is way off. First of all, digital is a new door knocking. Mm-hmm. You got to understand that. We were laughing our butts off at Donald Trump for suspending his door-knocking campaign and letting Charlie Kirk and Elon do a bunch of stuff online. We said, these guys are idiots. These guys are stupid. Then you start knocking on these doors. You know what people come to the door with? Their phone in their hand. They're in a 24-hour digital surround sound that has nothing to do with CNN, has nothing to do with any stuff that we do. I asked my son, I got a teenage son, I asked him, who are the most influential people in the world today? I'm thinking to myself, he's going to say Barack Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Jay-Z. He says, Kai Cent, Aiden Ross, Jinxie, and Sketch. I don't know who he's talking about. I said, what platforms are you on? He goes, I'm on Twitch, Kick, and Rumble. I said, that sounds like you need to go to the hospital. What are these platforms? I'm telling you guys, the mainstream has become fringe, and the fringe has become mainstream. There are platforms, there are people out there that are getting 14 million streams, and we're on cable news getting 1 to 2 million. And so there is a whole world out there. Kellyanne Conway, I hate to agree with her, but I do a lot of times. Donald Trump understood that, and we didn't. And that's not just Democrats that don't. The entire political class is way off, way off, way off.
Got news for you, Van. CNN's not getting 1 to 2 million viewers. In fact, you're losing to the Food Network and the Cartoon Network. In the latest ratings report just released on Wednesday, CNN in primetime averaged only 67,000 viewers across the 25 to 54-year-old adult demo. That was good for 26th place in cable TV, trailing TV Land, MTV, Nick at Night, and Adult Swim. I didn't know Adult Swim was still around. And MSNBC is doing awful as well. Viewership for their network is way down since the election. They've lost 55% of their audience. Rachel Maddow herself has lost 56% of her viewership. And it's not just media members seeing their demise and mortality before their very eyes. It's Democrat politicians that appear on these channels that are also well aware that their talking points being regurgitated by talking heads on TV is being heard and seen by almost nobody. Jasmine Crockett, Democrat from Texas, with Kristen Welker, said this. Listen and watch.
Why do you think Democrats lost, and what do you think needs to happen by the midterms and the next presidential election in order to find your footing again?
Well, Kristen, no disrespect to you. I think you do great work. But the reality is that those that tune in to our traditional news sources, they absolutely went for us. And we know that the standards that you have to live by as an actual journalist are completely different from other platforms. And so we know that we were winning for those that were tuning into the traditional news sources. But when it came down to people getting their news from places that really aren't even news sources, they were going for Donald Trump by 19 points. And that is exactly why we lost. The reality is that we're going to have to play in spaces that we've never had to play and make sure that we're communicating in all ways. Unfortunately, we can't just rely on the mainstream media to get our message across.
How about playing in spaces and places like common sense, results, non-racial driven messaging, and focusing on things like the economy instead of equity, or things like defending a border instead of defunding the police? It's just my two cents, though. Speaking of Kristen Welker and NBC Meet the Press, it took having Donald Trump on as a guest to hit a ratings high mark. Welker's interview with Trump scored 2.9 million viewers on Sunday, which was the largest audience for Kristen Welker in well over a year. It also garnered 2.3 million views on YouTube. So what have we learned today? Well, the left is the one that glorifies and tries to rationalize violence and find ways to justify it. The legacy media is now the fringe, and the Democrats are in disarray until they can come to accept what they refuse to accept. And they are out of touch, and their policies and their messages do not work. But the benefactors, common sense American citizens, and the Republican Party. And that's just fine with me. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group. Uncover true luxury this holiday season in a Range Rover, Discovery, or Defender SUV. I've driven that Defender. My God, what a tank that is. Find the model that's perfect for you with their latest special offers. Visit Land Rover, Westchester, or Willow Grove, or how about Wilmington, Delaware, if you would like a personalized test drive. 855-839-1210. We'll come back and we will delve into a local story on the health front with a Bucks County man who is going to court Wait till you hear the details of this story. We're back after this on Kale and Company. But first, a word from our friends at DuckDuckGo, because the days are coming to an end. 30-day free trial. It's about ready to expire, but you still have time to take advantage of their 3-in-1 Privacy Pro subscription-based package, absolutely free for an entire month. All you have to do is go to duckduckgo.com/1210. We're talking about that VPN. We're talking about the identity theft restoration. But the feature that I love the most, personal information removal. And it is unbelievable. As soon as you activate, you can track how many sites that your information is on and the status of that removal and all of the removals. I signed up over 8 weeks ago and I was blown away. And I knew my information was out there. I wasn't naive to think that my information didn't exist on the internet, but it was out there in over 52 different places. And they were able to eliminate, now I checked last night, 41 of the 52. And they're not stopping. And you can track it as you go. And we are offering you 30 days absolutely free for our listeners. But you have to go to duckduckgo.com/1210. Do it today. Thank us later. Hey, it's your personal information. Credit cards, social security numbers, addresses. You don't want that out there. Not in this day and age. Not with people like Luigi running around this planet, right? Do it today. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
Every Friday night, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos, giving all customers a bigger payout on select NBA. I have Nick Hale's big take on the brain. NBA First Bets. First Bets let you get in on all the action from the opening tip. You can bet on things like who will score the first basket, which team will be the first to 15 points, and so much more. And best of all, you don't have to wait the whole game to see if you won. Just look for Friday First in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost. Visit FanDuel.com/Greg, FanDuel.com/Greg to claim your first Friday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA and 1210 WPHT. 21 and over, present in PA. Opt-in required, max wager amount applies. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus boost. They always read these. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms for both offers at sportsbook.fanduel.com. It's Friday. It's Friday, people. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
You know, we have been talking a lot about health, right? And a few weeks ago, it was a lot of the food stuff, the Bobby Kennedy stuff, MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. For the last 9 days, we've been talking about health from the perspective of the healthcare industry with the murder of Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare, at allegedly the hands of Luigi Mangione's. But a local story here out of Philly Voice from Courtney Harris Bond. And I just wanted to read a couple of the excerpts here. And I actually just got this before the show, and I think this is fascinating, and I think I'm probably going to be in the minority here with my opinion, and I'll give you my takeaway in a second. But the headline reads, Bucks County man with diabetes sues 11 major companies for marketing addictive, ultra-processed foods to kids. Coca-Cola, Kraft Heinz, and other manufacturers use tactics similar to big tobacco to lure children to unhealthy products, lawsuit claims. And Courtney writes the following in Philly Voice. A Bucks County man is suing Kraft Heinz, Coca-Cola, and other major food manufacturers, claiming they intentionally design and market ultra-processed foods to be addictive to children. The lawsuit filed Tuesday in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas claims that Bryce Martinez, 18, of Warrington, was diagnosed at 16 with type 2 diabetes and non-alcoholic fatty liver disease after a history of consuming Bagel Bites, Swedish Fish, Honeycomb cereal,
yeah,
Gatorade, Tostitos, and other processed, ultra-processed food products. They go on to claim in the lawsuit that the food manufacturers engaged in, quote, predatory marketing and failed to warn of potential health dangers of eating highly processed foods. Research, as we know, has linked them to obesity, cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and other chronic conditions. The 11 companies named in the lawsuit also include Pepsi, General Mills, Nestle, Kellogg's, Mars, ConAgra, and other food companies. They say the following: ultra-processed foods are clever manipulations of mostly unhealthy ingredients to appeal to common cravings. Tasty by design, but it's all a trick, says Dr. Stephen DeVries. He's a cardiologist. So here's my takeaway on this. And maybe, and Dawn, I'm sure with a child with diabetes, you might push back or completely disagree. And I think that's why this will be a great conversation. I think we need better parents of minors to be aware of what your child is eating, or not to buy those things at the grocery store and bend the knee to little Johnny. I want sugar. No, you're going to eat a celery stick. I think we need then, obviously, once you become of age, we need informed adults. To me, here's the way I've always viewed this stuff, whether it's food, whether it's cigarettes, whether it's alcohol. I would actually, in this case, having, look, I've read five paragraphs of this case, so I'm not highly versed in this, but I think I have the general gist here. I would rule against this suit as the judge, because I look at it this way. There are risks and rewards for what you do in life. And I always come back to personal responsibility and accountability. And when you're an adult, it's on you in life, okay? And when you're a minor, you can't make those decisions, whether it's getting a tattoo, whether it's chopping off your genitals and changing genders, or eating cereal versus eating a healthy breakfast. I look at this as self-caused, self-induced, and much like reparations for black people in 2024, I'm not interested in your faux victimhood. I would toss this, and I know there's been cases in the past with big tobacco and alcohol and like, if you're going to eat McDonald's and then try to sue McDonald's because you ended up sick, that's a you problem. You chose McDonald's. McDonald's didn't choose you. That's the way I look at this case right off the top. I could be completely off base and in the minority here, but I'm curious to know what you guys think. And I know, Dawn, you have a son with diabetes, so maybe you're ready to throw me through a glass-plated window, which I will gladly jump face for you.
No, I'm glad for the opportunity to say once again that I wish type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes were not called diabetes, one or the other.
Yeah.
In other words, type 1 diabetes, which, Michael, we have no family history. It is a deadly autoimmune disease that is incurable. If you don't have insulin and the proper medication, you die. That's it. You go into ketosis, into a coma. You could be dead in a couple weeks or even, you know, depending on people, but you're dead. And that's type 1 diabetes.
And the medicine is not enough. You have to also eat a healthy diet on top of it.
Yes. Yeah. And you constantly regulate it because it's deadly.
Yep.
And so type 1 diabetes, very different from this teenager who, thank God, has type 2 diabetes, which is curable, treatable. You can through medication as well as through your diet,
you can actually exercise,
you can actually go into full remission.
Yeah,
100%.
And there are many manifestations in between type 1 and type 2, and that's the crazy. There are some hereditary forms, so that's a whole conversation in and of itself, but I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
So the good news for this kid is if this kid gets the right diet, then this kid will make a full recovery, and that's the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, first of all, the term ultra-processed foods, UPF, from what I understand from this suit, there is no legal definition. In other words, the first reason I was glad to see this, and I think our friend Linda Stein from Delaware Valley Journal might have been the first one to write about this. So I apologize. I didn't report about it before. It came out earlier this week. But the good news of this suit will force court records and people in the court, the lawyers, to enter into the record the definition of ultra-processed foods and chemically modified foods. That doesn't exist in our laws right now, to my knowledge, because I was searching for that. And that's a big deal. And that's something that the Trump administration, you know, needs to define.
Mm-hmm.
What are these things?
Yep.
And then legislate to make sure that if these are poison within our food, then what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And so to your argument, Nick, okay, let's take cigarettes. There are warnings on cigarettes. There's warning on booze,
mm-hmm.
right? And you don't allow cigarettes or alcohol or marijuana or whatever for minors. Mm-hmm. And there are warning labels at this, you know, blah, blah, blah. We all know the warning labels, Surgeon General. So in this case, if these things are proven to cause ill effects and they're addictive, and we know that sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup, is as addictive as crack.
Yep.
Crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you know that it's addictive, if you know it's unhealthy, put a label on it and put an age limit on it.
I don't know if I agree with the age limit, but I'm totally fine with any warning. I'm totally fine with any type of sticker or message that says, just so you know, and again, you're not going to get diabetes if you eat Swedish fish, you know, three times a year. It's these people that just only consume pure garbage that end up in this spot in most cases.
He should sue his parents, to be honest with you, because I'm with you. This is, I'm with Dawn that I believe that there should be some sort of, there needs to be, I don't know about warning labels, but there needs to be more, awareness and knowledge of this. His parents, they have to have known that when they're buying Tostitos and Swedish fish and the goldfish, you know, the orange goldfish, that it's not healthy.
And bagel bites.
And if your kid is living on those things, mm-hmm. then maybe say, hey, little Johnny, alter your diet a little bit.
I tell my daughter that every time because Mia, and this hits home with me, my daughter Mia loves a toasted bagel with cream cheese for breakfast. That's her go-to.
Yep.
And I tell her, you're not eating that five days a week.
The one problem, I will say this, the one problem with, and Dawn brought this up, which is a great point, the one problem with the alcohol and cigarette, you know, lobby back in the day, alcohol lobby came right out and was like, you know what, if you drink too much, you might die. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, there's a lot of bad things that can happen from drinking.
Yeah.
Cigarette lobby, on the other hand, came out and was like, no, right. These things are great for you.
Yeah.
It wasn't until years later that there was a warning on the box that said, by the way, this could cause lung cancer.
Remember the advertising, the Marlboro Man and Camel Joe?
If the cigarette lobby came out, as soon as cigarettes came out, and be like, yeah, you know what? There's a good possibility that if you, these are addictive, and if you smoke, you could die, you get lung cancer, you get this, you can get that, and the other. There'd be no problem. Mm-hmm. Nobody could sue them then.
Yeah.
That's why nobody sues, you know, a Stoli vodka, because there's warning labels on it.
Yes.
So I think that this is like a first in the country mm-hmm. lawsuit against, you know, these big food manufacturers. Mm-hmm. And there might be merit because they don't have warning labels on
right.
it.
Right. And moderation, to me, is the key to life. Nobody's saying you can't indulge from time to time and eat a pizza or have a martini or, you know, eat some Swedish fish when you're on the run and you need a little sugar boost. But some of these people that just are, and that's the scary part to me, Dawn, is we have a parenting problem in this world. Giving your kid an iPad and a bag of Funyuns and saying, get out of my face, that's not parenting.
But here's what's interesting. Swedish fish, because I thought that was a healthier one because it's made in Sweden.
Ah.
Remember my brother.
It's red.
It's a different recipe. That's
okay.
My point.
Okay, sorry.
In Sweden, it's a much different recipe. They use real sugar. They don't have the dyes.
Yep.
But I'm just looking this up.
Yeah.
And the American version of the Swedish fish, the Swedish recipe is different from the American one.
Of course it is.
Because the white mineral oil is banned in Europe. The food dyes are banned in Europe. The glucose syrup and the starch and all da-da-da is all banned in their country.
Yep.
So this is, once again, you have the same kids in that you could take. It would be very interesting, actually, to do a study and, like, show the kids in Sweden and Europe,
mm-hmm.
and they're eating the same foods
yep.
as the American kids.
Probably skinnier, have a better attention span, and they're probably not on medication.
Does it say how old this individual is now?
He's 18. He was diagnosed at 16. The kid name now, well, he's an adult now, Bryce Martinez, 18. Diagnosed with type 2 at 16. Go ahead.
I just can't believe that a lawsuit like this would be allowed. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
my thing.
It's ridiculous. It's
everybody's looking
ridiculous.
For a payday.
Well, the lawsuit says that he's a victim as a kid of predatory profiteering.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that they marketed. So they're looking at the marketing. So they're saying that they marketed to children in particular.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it takes the parents to say, hey, you know what? Maybe not Swedish fish for dinner.
Perfect example of dinner last night.
Eat a steak.
My daughters both had dance at the same time on a Thursday night. And my wife, she came up to me yesterday and she goes, hey, you want to do something good for charity? I said, not really. I'm doing the Andy Chan thing next week. She goes, why don't we donate plasma for a cause? She's like, by the way, we'll get paid for it. I was like, all right. So we went down to this this plasma place. So we dropped our daughters off at dance together. So we had to do dinner on the fly. And my daughters were saying, let's stop at McDonald's. And I said, how about California rolls instead? And we wrote, now granted, I ran into Giant and got the California rolls. So not the best sushi, but, you know, still a lot healthier than McDonald's.
Absolutely.
I'm like, no, we're not doing chicken nuggets and a Big Mac before you're going to be on the dance stage in your studio for the next 2 hours.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
You know who has one of the highest life expectancies? Japanese people.
Yes.
You know why? Because they don't. Yeah. And yes.
Fish and seaweed.
They don't eat the crap that we do. Look at the life expectancy for some of these other countries, and figure out what they're doing.
Yeah.
And we're not with you know, being 65 in life expectancy.
The only fat Asian people I ever see are sumo wrestlers. Other than that, they're all svelte. They're 32 waist. It's unbelievable.
He names specifically this teenager in this lawsuit. The lawyer names Hot Pockets. Pepsi, Minute Maid, Slim Jims, Chex, Honey Bunches of Oats, and Bagel Bites and Sour Patch Kids.
By the way, guys, it's all stuff that we all ate as kids.
Yeah,
and we just didn't overindulge in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I get it. Like the older you get, the more you realize, hey, you know what? That's probably not the best stuff for me. And maybe at some point, this kid, he's not a kid anymore, will realize that, hey, you know what? It was my fault. It was my parents' fault. Like they're doing a job by putting a product out there.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy that product.
Sugar's the devil, man. I'm telling you.
Sugar lobby, that damn sugar lobby came out, and they were like, yeah, no, it's meat. Yeah. That's what's bad for you. It's carbs. That's what's bad for you. Sugar's great for you. And we all okay. Yeah. Well, we bought it. Like, you should really do some reading into people should really do some reading into how much money the sugar lobby spent on studies, quote-unquote studies, that said, no, sugar's not bad for you. Yeah. It's great for you.
I'm glad that I am not a super sweet tooth type guy. I'm not really into the sugary stuff.
The problem is that sugar's in everything.
Oh, I know.
It's in everything. It doesn't...
But it's not the just sugar.
Yeah,
it's it's corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup.
Yep, agreed.
I mean, I'm into, like, I like carbs. So I'm a pizza, pasta type of guy. So, you know, that's obviously, you know, turns into sugar, especially if you're laying around after eating it and you're not exercising. Luckily, I've always been a guy. I'm like Trump. I have an addiction to salt. I like salty, spicy, and probably sour. I'm not a big sugar guy. Like, I don't do cakes. I don't do ice creams.
Yep.
Occasionally, I do a donut. A donut's my guilty pleasure. But that's like once a month, so. And also, too, with our drinks. I mean, I drink, and we all drink coffee on this show, which, by the way, studyfinds.org. We won't have time for it because we're way behind as usual, but that's great because we had a great conversation. Studyfinds.org with a new study out that says if you are a daily coffee consumer, and by coffee, I mean somebody that drinks coffee, not like, you know, 50 shots of sugar and cream and you're basically eating a liquefied Snickers bar. But if you drink like coffee with almond milk or healthy on the daily, your life expectancy on average is 2 years longer than those who don't. So this show could actually live for a long time.
Yeah.
Because we run on coffee.
Road Warrior brings up a good point, Nikhail. Booze is loaded with sugar.
I don't put anything in my booze. I drink it straight, brother.
No. It's in the booze.
I know. I ditched the cranberry. I just drink the vodka straight.
Oh, yeah, that's way healthier for you.
You're damn right. 855-839-1210. A lot of calls. We have some doctors on the line as well. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Let the medical experts correct us where we might be wrong.
Stay there.
And we'll get to some news after that from Dawn as the 7 o'clock hour is approaching.
6 o'clock hour brought to you by Winter 4, the Winter 4 Cherry Hill. Get ready. Holiday sales event is here. See Dino Rucci. Have you seen Dino yet? Go see Dino and his team for discounts and rebates of up to $10,000 on new Fords. Call 800-428-4000 for details. Check your savings at winnerford.com. Winner, W-I-N-N-E-R, Ford.com. Do it now.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.